KMJ News Time is 7:51. I don't know why it feels like I haven't talked to Gabe Dillard in weeks, but we've got him now. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
All right, so we have what I'm going to term a couple of stories today that kind of err on the side of kerfuffles. The first one, it's about size mattering. And when you're talking about tailgating, college football is my thing. Tent size matters, but we have a bit of a situation at Fresno State, do we not?
Yeah. And if you're a fan of the tailgates at Fresno State, it's looking like you might want to bring some sunscreen or an umbrella when you come out for this season, because the Fresno State Foundation is currently informing fans about new enforcement efforts that are actually coming through the state fire marshal. This has to do with the size of tents. That, you know, you go out, you pitch a tent, grill some food, have some drinks, and you get into the spirit of Bulldog football. You know, tailgaters, they get a picnic space out there. Some are bigger than others. Before you could pitch a tent on that space, it's up to 400 square feet. As long as there is like a 12-foot buffer between tents and other spots. And you could have up to more than 400 square feet with permission from the state fire marshal, and that accommodates some of the bigger tailgate parties. That permission seems to be going away, and tailgaters are now going to be limited to one 10-foot by 20-foot tent or two 10-foot by 10-foot tents that are sort of put together. For a grand total of 200 square feet of shade, you know, precious shade, it's still a little warm in the beginning of the season. And, you know, this is happening before the September 7th home opener against Sacramento State. It's already in effect at public campuses across California. We heard, something similar happening at UC Merced, a similar policy. Talk to one longtime Bulldog season ticket owner, David Cruz. He's really concerned about the safety of tailgaters. You know, a lot of older folks come out and enjoy a game. And a lot of those folks are, you know, generous supporters of the university. So he's concerned that they might be rethinking their support. And it's also a serious concern for businesses. We spoke to Expo Rentals, which is actually the preferred vendor for tent rentals at Fresno State tailgating. Talked to their CEO, Jared Medeiros, who told me that, you know, they would rent out tents for the really big tailgates, you know, 40 by 60 feet, you know, floor space bigger than my house. Last season, they generated $180,000 in revenue from tailgating, renting tents. And this year, he thinks because of this new rule, it's probably going to be closer to $40,000 to $50,000 in revenue. So that's drastically lower. We've heard that the opponents of this new policy are ready to fight. You know, they're enlisting the help of local elected officials, I've heard. Some of the most affluent members of the community are Fresno State Bulldog tailgaters. So, you know, we'll keep you informed on how this plays out.
Well, with all due respect to the state fire marshal office, I've been covering college football for 20 years, going for 40. And in all of the places I've been around the country, I've never seen a problem with a tailgating tent. So I'm on the side of the tailgaters on this one. We are talking with Gabe Dillard. All right, the other kerfuffle we have is with the Paliti Library and a bit of a conflict over where the branch was going to be relocated. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a good, that this kerfuffle has been solved. So they wanted to move into the former Rite Aid at La Bulletin First. But another tenant in that shopping center, 99 Cents Only Store, blocked that. You know, they had the power to do that for non-commercial tenants. They cited parking and circulation, and negotiations had been ongoing since last October, even before that. You know, a lot has changed since then, notably the closure of all 371 99 Cents Only Stores. Not sure what that closure means as far as what's happening now, but it appears the Paliti Library has been giving the green light to move in since tomorrow. Fresno County Board of Supervisors scheduled to vote on a 10-year, $8 million lease for that space. And you know, you're talking about size, this is more than 21,000 square feet that they're going to have. And, you know, currently they're in 5,000 square feet. So, you know, good news if you're a library fan or a fan of empty retail space getting filled.
Yeah.
Yeah, upside for the Jeff and Velvet Jew Family Trust, which is the landlord there. And they're celebrating their 50th anniversary of the Politi Library. So it's good news. It's going to be about $1 million to renovate the library. Not sure of the timeline, but I'm sure it'll be beautiful once it's done. And we'll be sure to keep your listeners posted.
Absolutely. Great stuff today, as always. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Joins us Mondays at 7:50. Gabe, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.